Hey, welcome. This lesson is called Writing Your First Dark Roller Groove. I'm going to walk you through making a 16 to 32 bar drum and bass roller at 174 BPM using only stock Ableton devices. We'll slice a break, build a two-layer bass with a clean sob and a detuned Reese, tighten drums with drum bus and parallel compression, add short gated reverb tails and delay for space, and create movement with filter and LFO automation. This is beginner-friendly, but uses real-world chains and habits that pros use, so you'll come away with something club-ready and useful. Quick context and vibe. Think heavy, rolling, shuffly. We're aiming for punch and grit without mud. Keep the sub mono, keep mids aggressive but carved, and use short wet tails so the groove remains tight. Ready? Let's build it. Step 1. Preparation. Set your BPM to 174. Create a new live set and make these tracks. One MIDI drum rack for drums, one track for your sliced break, a MIDI track for bass, and two return tracks, one for a short reverb snare slash clap tails and one for a ping pong delay percussion stabs. Keep the master default for now. Step 2. Choose a break and slice it. Grab a breakbeat sample. An Amen, Think, Funky Drummer or similar. Drag it into arrangement or session. Right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Start with a transient or 1/16 slicing option so you get usable pads assigned into a drum rack with simpler on each pad. Open the drum rack and audition the pads. Replace any weak kick or snare pads with one-shots loaded into simpler and trim tightly. Program a 1-bar MIDI phrase that preserves the original groove, then duplicate it to build 4 or 8 bars. Keep the break mostly intact early on. We want that human feel. Step 3. Make the groove roll. Open the groove pool. Drag in a shuffled or swing-style groove from the core library, something MPC-ish or a swing groove. Apply that groove to both your sliced break clip and your drum rack clip so everything breathes together. If you prefer manual micro-timing, nudge hi-hats or 16ths by 6 to 12 milliseconds later for a shuffle. Add ghost snares. Put low-velocity snare hits right before the main snares on the 2 and 4 so the groove rolls. Keep those ghost velocities between roughly 20 and 60. Step 4. Tighten and shape the drums. On your drum rack track, place an EQ8 after the drum rack and high-pass around 30 to 40 Hz to remove an audible sub rumble from everything that isn't the sub. Add a saturator with soft clip and a couple dB of drive for warmth. Then add drum bus. Start with drive around 4 to 8. Boom around 10 to 20%, snap 20 to 30% to taste. Follow with a glue compressor if you want more glue, ratio 4:1, attack about 3 ms, release around 200 ms, threshold so you're seeing 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Create a parallel compression chain to add crack without killing transients. Duplicate the drum rack track or send to an auxiliary. On the duplicate, compress heavily, try ratio 10:1, attack 0 to 5 ms, release fast. Then blend that channel underneath the main drums at a low level for presence. Step 5. Build the bass. Sub plus Reese. Create a MIDI track named bass and add an instrument rack with two chains. Chain 1 is sub. Use operator. Oscillator as a pure sine tune to your root C2 or wherever your tune sits. Keep the envelope full sustain and instant attack. After operator, use EQ8 to gently roll off anything above 800-1000 Hz and carve mids so the sub sits clean. Add utility and set width very low, 0 to 10%, to keep the sub mono. Chain 2 is Reese for low mid grit. Use operator or wave eatable. Create two saw oscillators detuned slightly, roughly plus and minus 8 to 12 cents. Route through an auto filter or EQ8 set as a bandpass or lowpass with cutoff in the 600 to 1500 Hz area and a little resonance for character. Add a saturator with 2 to 6 dB of drive to bring harmonics forward. Then EQ out any excessive 40-80 Hz energy that would fight the sub. For stereo width on the Reese, high pass it above 350 Hz and use chorus or utility with 120 to 160% on the high portion only. Map two macros, one to the Reese filter cutoff for easy sweeping and another to blend sub and Reese levels so you can instantly balance them. Step 6. Program the bass and add sidechain. Program a 2-bar bass pattern, where the sub holds long notes on the downbeats and the Reese plays rhythmic stabs, often in 1/8 or offbeat patterns. Classic rollers keep a long mono sub and a rhythmic mid Reese. After your instrument rack, add a compressor and enable sidechain. Choose your kick or the drum rack bus as the input. Start with ratio around 3 to 6:1, attack 1 to 5 ms, release 60 to 200 ms, and set threshold so you get subtle ducking, about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. This keeps the kick slash there present without annihilating your low end. Add movement by mapping the Reese cutoff to an LFO, or auto-filter LFO sync to 1/8 or 1/4 with a small depth. A slow, subtle wobble adds life. Step 7. Reverb, delay, and tail control. Send snares and claps to returner with a short plate reverb. Keep decay around 250 to 400 ms, and dry slash wet between 15 and 25%. Place a gate after the reverb on that return and set the threshold so the tails are choked between hits. That classic snappy, gunshot tail that DNB uses. Send percussion stabs to return B, which is a ping pong delay. Sync it to 1/8 or dotted 1/16. Set feedback to 20-35% and dry slash wet to 10-20%. On both returns, EQ the returns. High pass around 300-350 hertz and tame low mids so the reverb and delay don't build up in the bass. Step 8. Arrangement and movement ideas. Create a simple arrangement skeleton. Bars 1 to 8 can be filtered drums and a low sub introduction. Bars 9 to 16 drop in the full drums and Reese for the main groove. Bars 17 to 24 can be a breakdown with low pass or snare rolls, and bars 25 to 32 bring the full energy back with small variations. Use a master or bus auto filter for a big intro filter that opens at the drop. Automate your Reese macro cutoff to ride through the drop, and bump drum bus drive by 2 to 4 points for 1 or 2 bars at impact for extra punch. Add tiny clip envelope changes like increased swing or volume on the first 4 bars of the drop to emphasize momentum. Exact starting settings you can copy. BPDEM 174. Drum rack EQ 8HB around 30-40 hertz. Drum bus drive about 5. Boom 15. Snap 25. Glue compressor on the drum bus ratio 4:1. Attack 3 ms. Release 200 ms. Aim for 2-4 dB gain reduction. Sub operator, sign. Utility width 0-10%. Reese operator, 2 saws to tuned plus or minus a 12 cents. Auto filter cutoff around 600-1500 hertz. Saturator drive 2-5 dB. Bass sidechain compressor, ratio 4:1. Attack 2 ms. Release 100-200 ms. Threshold so you see about 2-5 dB of gain reduction. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't let low mids build up between sub and Reese. High pass the Reese below 40 to 80 hertz or dip 40 to 80 hertz in the Reese chain. Don't overquantize. The human feel matters, so use the groove pull or small start nudges. Avoid long, wet reverb tails on snares. Short and gated is the trick. Keep the sub mono, no chorus or widening on that sign. And don't squash everything with heavy compression. Use parallel compression to keep transient life. Pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Distort before filtering. Run the Reese through saturator or overdrive and then low pass it so you get grittier mids without muddying the sub. Use transient shaping. A bit of extra snap on drum bus helps snares cut through. Automate drum bus drive for 1 or 2 bars at key hits. Add micro shifts of 1 to 12 ms between duplicate snare hits and slightly change pitch for a huge width and thickness effect. Use parallel saturation. Returns with heavy drive and keep the send low for thickness without harshness. Small gated pads or rhythmic noise, sidechain to the drums, add motion in the high mids while keeping lows clean. Sound design extras. If you want a wider sounding Reese without muddying lows, duplicate the Reese chain and low pass one copy, while leading it mono, then high pass and stereo to widen the other copy above 350 hertz. For extra bite, use operator's FM by setting a high modulator ratio and low modulation level. Then tame with a low pass. For controlled aliasing, use redux lightly on Reese mids and follow with a cue to remove harshness. To make the Reese zap through transiently, automate a narrow band boost sweeping 400 to 800 hertz during hits. Arrangement upgrades and variations. Try a half-time switch for contrast. Drop the groove into an 87 BPM feel for a breakdown and then slam it back to full tempo. Build 2 drops in a 32-bar span, a lighter first drop that teases the Reese, and a fuller second drop with extra layering and bus drive. Make micro variations every 8 bars, swap a break slice, add a ghost snare, change Reese cutoff. Small differences keep loops interesting. Mini practice exercise. Do this in 60 to 90 minutes. 10 minutes. Find a break and slice to MIDI. Pick a 1-bar groove and build to 4 bars. 10 minutes. Load drum rack. Replace weak hits and apply groove swing. 20 minutes. Build a 2-layer bass in an instrument rack. Sub with operator sign and a detuned Reese. Program a 2-bar pattern and duplicate to 16 bars. 10 minutes. Add drum bus, EQ and glue compression and quickly set up parallel compression. 10 minutes. Set up return reverb and ping pong delay and send snares and hats accordingly. 10 to 20 minutes. Automate Reese cutoff. Open a filter at bar 9. Bump drum bus drive at the drop and bounce a rough loop to listen outside live. Extra coach notes for quick improvement. Use contrast. Quieter sections make heavy parts hit harder. Quick ear check. Mute the Reese, then mute the sub. If the groove still reads with either alone, they're fighting less. If it collapses, you need better separation. Use tiny clip start nudges, 5 to 20 ms, to humanize slices. When auditioning breaks, solo fewer than 3 chains at a time so you can hear problems easily. And always check mono below 120 Hz with utility to ensure the low end sums tight for club systems. Homework challenge: make a distinct 16-bar heavy roller plus 2 8-bar variations in 90 minutes using only stock Ableton devices. Constraints: use at most 3 sampled breaks. Build a 2-layer bass with operator or wave-eatable. Include 1 gated reverb return and 1 delay return, and sidechain the bass to drums. Export a 16-bar WAV and write 2 short notes. One sentence on what made the drop hit, one sentence on what you'd change after listening on club speakers. If you want, send me that WAV and notes and I'll give focused feedback on separation, impact, and quick mix fixes. Recap, what you accomplished. You built the core of a dark roller groove, a sliced break with ghost rolls and shuffled hi-hats, a 2-layer bass pairing a mono sub with a detuned Reese, drum bus processing with drum bus and parallel compression, short gated reverb tails for snares, ping pong delay for percussion, and movement via filter and LFO automation. Key takeaways: carve space with EQ, keep sub mono, use short reverbs with gates, and add motion with mapped macros and subtle LFOs. Those micro tiny nudges and layering choices are where the roller vibe comes alive. If you want next, I can provide a starter live set with these chains pre-built, walk you through building the exact MIDI for drums and bass step by step, or show how to resample and create mini variations for arrangement. Which would you like?